Hare Krishna. We have a interesting question from Shalini Priya. It's a question devotees often ask. And for which I've not seen detailed answer, detailed response, but I'll do my best anyway. And the question is, what is the relationship between the spiritual master and disciple in the spiritual world? When Prabhupada was asked this question, he would say it's an eternal relationship. Do we continue our relationship in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, yeah, the relationship is eternal. And my understanding of eternal is that whatever is spiritual is eternal. This is a spiritual relationship, and therefore, in that sense, it's eternal. Now, whether it continues in the same vein that we have here now is what we're going to try to explore a little. There are a few examples that we can get some nice direction from. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami are disciple and spiritual master. Rupa Goswami is the disciple, and Sanatana Goswami is the spiritual master. He's also, interestingly, his older brother. But he is the Diksha Guru of Rupa Goswami. Now, in Krishna Leela, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, Sanatana Goswami is Labanga Manjari, and they're called friends. Gaur Ganadeshtipipa calls them friends. Well, not only are they friends, but Rupa Manjari, as devotees know, is in a superior position to other Manjaris, and that everyone has to be trained by her, approved by her, in order to approach Lalita Devi, in order to approach Srimati Radharani, and she's really the supervisor, overseer of Manjaris, and that's described by Raghunath Das Goswami, that Rupa Manjari is the leader of the Manjaris. So that also includes Labanga Manjari. So here we have an example with someone who is guru or superior in Gaura Leela becomes, you could say, inferior or subordinate in Krishna Leela. So certainly it's a different relationship. I mean, obviously the relationship is also different. Here we're talking about sadhaka forms. We're talking about forms as practitioners. And in Krishna Leela, they are siddha forms or in perfected form. So they're gopis, gopas, and here were either men or women and practicing devotees. In this case, of course, they have sadhaka forms, but they're siddhas. They're perfected. So roles are different. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says that he was initiated by Lord Nityananda. Now, in the spiritual world, in Krishna Leela, he is Kasturi Manjari. He's also a good friend of Rati Manjari, Rupa Manjari, so they're friends. But at the same time, he doesn't have, or she doesn't have, any interaction or relationship with Lord Nityananda. Of course, the relationship is there because you know, the eternal Leela is going on, and Lord Balaram is integral to that, and Kasturi Manjari is integral to that. But it's not in the same vein as that which is between the Diksha Guru and the disciple. And so very, very interesting. And at the same time, Kaviraj Goswami is always offering prayer, Rupa Raghunatha Padi. So, meanwhile, Rupa and Raghunath, he's considering his gurus, his Shiksha gurus, and again, in Goloka, they are in the position of more or less equality. But everyone is subordinate to Rupa Manjari. Everyone's under the direction of Rupa Manjari. So there, the relationship continues in a sort of similar format, different forms, but in a similar similar format. All right. So does that mean that I'm not going to have same relationship with my spiritual master? Well, but then there's Gaura Lila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Rup Sanatan, you are all my eternal associates. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they are also eternal, and their relationship. As guru and disciple, I take it to continue in the same way. And there, the role as what guru, the role that guru plays, in other words, in a in the sadhaka or the practicing world, then we have a spiritual master in the role of a superior who's instructing, who's giving initiation with mantras, and so on. So that lila, that continues in Gaura Lila, just like now. We are also in Gaura Lila and spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, and devotees who continue in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Then there is a reasonable argument to be made that, yes, that relationship continues in the future. Is Kaviraj Goswami in Gaura Lila, the initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda? I can't say. I haven't heard. But if the relationship remains constant in that sense, eternal in that sense, then possibly so. So it's a very interesting thing, as I mentioned, that Chandra Sakadanyai, all we can do in this regard is point to the branches of the tree and see if that gives us any perspective on the moon. It's not a black and white thing, a very interesting topic. And one thing for sure is we will find out when we get there. Hare Krishna.